one of SA's fastest growing sales and rental companies. Sold by McGain Again. And now you can listen to Beck and Soda Again on this podcast. Enjoy.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious. SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Start listening.
Hey, podcasters, welcome along. To navigate your way through life sometimes can be challenging. Travis Boak, who is the superstar from the Port Adelaide Football Club, celebrating Game 350 this weekend, he's going to join us shortly. He has got the best advice, Beck, that if you want to work out your way to enjoy a great life, the simplicity of his philosophy is so good. Everyone should listen to this man. I love him.
He is a very well-rounded individual. Yep. His head is screwed on right. And we're going to catch up with him ahead of his 350th, so stick around.
Welcome to the podcast, Beck and Soda on SAFM.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hey, what's up? Why you got a cheeky smile?
It's
something's
too
happening.
Too early for you to be serving up to me what you served up to me in the lift this morning, and I believe you're still serving up to the team. Can you stand up?
Oh, Jesus. What is I can see.
I was standing.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
You are flying so low.
Wide open.
For half an hour now.
Wide open.
Wide open. I just looked at that. Yeah, wide open.
Wide open fly.
There's a checklist when you get up, and it includes that.
Clearly.
I mean, that's not what I want for breakfast, mate. I don't need that. I got in the lift this morning.
Yeah, you're only eating light at the moment, aren't you?
Why didn't you say something straight away?
I just looked down and I was like...
Because you wanted just to keep it going.
Yeah.
The opportunity. You walked in that lift. And you had the opportunity to go, mate, you need to zip it.
Come on.
Instead, you have kept things going for the better part of, 45 minutes now. Wowee.
And then you got up and I whispered to the team, I'm like, it's fine. And they're like, no.
Yeah, it's wowee. Well, at least you're confident to come out and talk about the sake that you're,
mate, promoting such behaviour. I looked and I looked straight away. Wow.
Look, you can't. Now you're speechless. Well,
Are you wearing jocks?
Hey, don't know. You've been looking for 45 minutes. Why don't you tell me what colour they are, pervert, weirdo?
What's
wrong with you, man?
Dress yourself properly.
Most people, if they see someone with their fly undone, and go, you might want to sort that out. No. Rebecca Morse. Wowee. Look a little more, and let's tell everyone else
feast.
To look. Weirdo.
An absolute visual feast for me. I love it. I'm loving it. I almost thought of leaving it to the end of the show.
At least now you're being honest.
Yeah. Bokey's coming in. I thought he could have a little treat.
Oh, Bokey's coming in. Yeah, Bokey. Of course.
Bokey's playing his 350th game this week, Travis Boak, who is the quintessential professional footballer and all-around good guy. Hey, we've got a great surprise that all of you can get involved with Bokey.
Yeah, okay, right.
Everyone will have the opportunity to get up close and personal with Bokey.
A good surprise, not like the shocking surprise I had in the lift this morning. Have you zipped it up?
I must admit, it can be a surprise.
All right, let's go.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Stay cool with Automasters Aircon Service. Call 1300 Automasters. SAFM's Couples Confession.
These are my confessions.
I have a confession to make.
It is our couple's confession. How well do you know your partner? This morning's victims, we have Jacinta and Travis in with us. Guys, tell us how you met.
We actually met in reception initially.
That's so cute.
We went to the same school. She left in year one though.
Right.
And so we didn't see each other then for 8-9 years.
Yeah.
And we re-met in year 10.
Wow.
And then ended up getting together mid-year 12.
That is brilliant. Right, so you've known each other for a long, long, long time. We'd imagine there's some really nice matching about to happen, okay?
I hope so.
Righto. So, Jacinta, we've taken you out and asked you these questions earlier. Got them all recorded. So let's hit Trav up and then see what the matchmaking ability is like.
Okay, Travis, who is each of your hall passes?
Ooh, okay. So my hall pass... I'd assume she would have said Emma Stone.
Okay.
And her whole pass, that's easy. David Boreanaza, right. Booth from Bones.
Righto. Let's have a listen.
My daughter's obsessed with Bones.
mine would be David Boreanaza. It's Booth from Bones. And partner would probably pick Emma Stone.
Right. Emma Stone. What is it about Emma? Well, not, the fact she just won an Academy Award.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I've always liked Emma Stone ever since the first time I saw her in The Amazing Spider-Man as Gwen Stacy.
There you go.
Have you seen Poor Things?
No, I have not seen Poor Things
Apparently
yet.
It's sexy. There you go. All right.
One from one.
One from one.
A good start. Now, stay with us because next we're talking about unusual body parts.
Oh, we're going there.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Stay cool with Automasters Aircon Service. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. SAFM's Couples Confession.
These are my confessions.
Kind of confession to me.
Well, here with Jacinta and Travis actually met in reception at school. So little sweethearts have been together for a long time, going very nicely at the moment. Got the first question right.
Question number two. What causes the most tension in your relationship?
Oh, most tension.
Mm.
I'd have to say money.
Right.
Just with not so much money, just getting the backyard and getting the house sorted.
Okay, let's find out what Jacinta said.
Usually money. So we struggle a lot with working stuff out with the house at the moment, and it's usually I'll go ahead and order something. He's like, speak to me first. It's like, let's work it out together. And I usually half time just out of habit, I just go ahead with it.
There you go. That is another perfect
wow.
match.
So you went ahead and bought some loam for the backyard, Jacinta.
Yes.
I can't tell you the amount of times that I have gone online and bought some loam and my husband's like, loam again? What is it with you and loam? All right. That's two from two. Question number three. Travis, what about you grosses Jacinta out the most?
Ooh.
My toes.
Well, what do you mean your toes, mate?
She hates my toes because, in her words, I have finger toes.
Okay, let's find out what Jacinta said.
I call him his finger toes. He has really long toes and I can't stand it.
Right.
If we're lying in bed trying to go to bed, he'll sit his big toe on one side of my ankle and then the other's on the opposite side of my ankle because they're that long. I can feel them doing it and I just, nah.
Big finger toes.
Yeah.
Okay. Jacinta, what are they like?
They're horrible.
Do they feel like they are like fingers?
Yes.
Well, you know what we have to do.
We need to see those. Whip them
off. What do you, you've got your Adidas high tops on. You better whip these off. Well, I've got to have a look at these finger toes.
All right. And in the meantime, you've got a child. Has the child got finger toes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Oh, the genetic finger toes.
Just a look. Let's have a look.
Oh, they're so long.
Let me have a look.
Oh.
Can pick just about anything up with them.
Oh, I love that.
He's just picked you up with his toes.
Mate, I love that because I normally walk around the house and use my toes like to pick up towels or something off the ground. Do you do that?
Yeah, all the time.
Because why bother bending when your toes can do it?
I can just bring it up to myself.
Absolutely.
Also, they're really broad on the ends. They
yes.
really spread out like almost like webs, like webbed feet.
If only I had webbing, it'd make swimming a hell of a lot easier.
You did say you're a fan of Spider-Man.
I am, yes.
Guys, that was three from three. Well, that makes you the perfect couple. So we're going to send you on a romantic weekend away on us.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, we might see if we can throw in a pedicure.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Australia's newest AFL team is called the Tassie Devils.
Yes.
But not without a bit of a legal discussion with Warner Brothers, who owns the trademark to Tassie Devils because of Taz the Devil, who's part of their Looney Tunes. Now, in the negotiations, Warner Brothers said they didn't know that a Tasmanian devil was a real animal. They thought it was a fictional creature.
That could be the biggest load of BS I've ever heard. They are multi-million dollar lawyers in the US, and they're saying, oh, no, we didn't know. Because the Tasmanian Footy Club are going, well, hang on, it's the devil. It's symbolic of our state. Mm. It needs to be our mascot. And they're going, no, we own it. No, you don't. It's a real animal.
Yeah, I don't know. Americans aren't that bright. Sorry to any of them.
Do you actually reckon they didn't know?
I reckon they didn't know.
Yeah.
Legal ploys. Don't trust lawyers. Don't trust them. Right, but they didn't know. There'd be a lot of things that people claim that they don't know or didn't know. My little kids the other day were asking me what happened, when did everything become colour? Because we're talking about black and white TV. And they said, so when everything was in black and white, how did it become colour and when? I'm going, things have been colours from day one. So they can't get it in their heads.
They got dad's brains then.
Yeah. They thought the world was black and white until at some point that the colour TV changed the world.
Mm.
What was your daughter doing on the plane?
My children are terrible with geography. We were flying to Launceston and my youngest said, oh my God, I'm so excited to go to Western Australia. I've never been.
Have you been looking after her education for many years?
No.
We've got producer Rachel and also newsreader Em here. You two need to out yourselves. Em, first of all, can you please explain what you didn't know?
So whilst watching Jurassic Park, it took me a little too long to realise what wasn't real, dinosaurs or the fact that humans were driving around at the time of dinosaurs.
Right. So you actually were questioning with your husband whether dinosaurs were real.
Well, I said, but dinosaurs are real, right?
No, don't try and defend yourself. No.
You actually thought dinosaurs were made up.
I'm like, is this a doco?
It's like you work for Warner Brothers. You're trying to pretend that doesn't exist. This is my favourite. Producer Rachel.
Good morning.
You are a voice of reason, right? Of young reason. Oh. You're our connection to the youth of the world because you're in your 20s.
Yes, correct.
Can you please explain yourself? What didn't you know?
Well, I was a little bit confused. I thought I needed my passport to fly to Tasmania because you're flying overseas.
Yes.
You're flying over the Tasman Sea.
Yeah.
This is even better. Mm. Tell everyone what job you were doing at the time.
I was a flight attendant.
So you were working for Jetstar? Oh,
yes.
And you had to fly to Tassie?
Yeah, I had to fly to Tassie, and I thought I needed my passport, get off in customs, and then get back on the plane to fly back to Adelaide.
And you were just going to Western Australia. Okay, 13, 10, 60. What Amazing. Didn't you know? Come on, this is a safe space. We've all had our blonde moments.
Or what did you out someone? If you don't feel comfortable yourself, out someone about something they didn't know, or just embrace it and take it on. Mm. We're not going to judge you much.
We'll have a laugh, but 13 10 60, what didn't someone know or what didn't you know? Give us a call this morning.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
After Warner Brothers didn't know that a Tassie devil was a real creature, we're asking on 13 10 60, what didn't you know? So I remember when the Romeo and Juliet movie came out, you know, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. And I said to my girlfriend, I said, just a warning, it's pretty sad at the end. And she goes, no, don't tell me. I don't want to know what happened. And I was like, yep.
Shakespeare,
two star-crossed lovers. I think we know how it ends. Bobby from Craigburn Farm, what didn't you know about?
Oh, look, this is embarrassing. I've got many, many stories. And I'm not that silly, but just recently I was out in the backyard and I'm sort of looking over guessing, oh, that must be Glenelg, and I'm watching this plane go down.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, shivers, do I call 911 here?
Or 000.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's my first mistake. Do I call 911? This plane is going down. I'm thinking, no, someone down there will be onto it. And I was telling a friend and I realised, I said 911. She's like, 000. I'm like, yep, got that. Anyway, and then I was telling someone else and this guy says to me, you know why it looks like the plane's going down? I said, no, like airport crashing? He said, no, because the earth is round. And I said, yeah, I get that, but what's that got to do with anything? And he's like, the plane is flying at the same level the entire time, but because the earth is round, it looks like it's going down. Mm. I cannot get my tiny brain around that.
Hey, don't worry either. I can't get mine around that.
I think it's just because the airport's
I think it was landing at the airport.
Yeah, I'm just saying. We had so breakfast. Call us now. What didn't someone know? What didn't you know? Safe space to admit it.
The curvature of the earth. I'm not sure.
Maybe really high up, but not. I don't know.
I don't know. Sean from Paralowie. Okay, what have we got here? What weren't you sure about?
Morning, guys. So it wasn't actually me. We had a girl in high school that was convinced that there was a person sitting on a stool on the other side of a teller machine.
The ATM?
The ATM, yep. And when you went to go and get money out, brilliant. The person pushed it through the slot.
That is awesome.
Normally at a bank. So
just counted it all out.
Sean, how old was your schoolmate at that point?
Oh, she'd be pushing 15 or 16 at the time.
I love it. I love it. It's like the little people in the TV. There's so many. They're so diverse, those actors. Yeah. They can do so many different things in your one TV.
Oh, what about this one on the Automasters text line? Christine says she thought the first lady in the US, which is actually obviously the president's wife, she thought it was referring to the first lady in history, like the first lady ever, like Eve.
Was she married to George Washington? I thought it was Adam and George. No? Adam and Steve? No. Eve? Ethan from Northfield. Okay, Ethan, what didn't you know?
I'm almost 30 and I just was told by my 70-year-old mother that pickles were actually cucumbers once. I found out when I asked where pickles were grown.
Hang on. So pickles are pickled cucumbers.
Yes. Did you not know that either?
I hadn't thought about it. So what are gherkins?
I don't know.
I think they're mini pickled cucumbers.
So gherkins and pickles and cucumbers are all the same thing, but in different forms. Is that right?
We might be today years old, but a lot of people are finding that out as well.
Good one, Ethan.
They've got the little seeds in them like the cucumber.
Here we go. A gherkin is a pickled baby cucumber. There you go, Ethan. Well done. Don't feel so bad, Ethan. You had me confused for a minute then too. Beck from Hewitt. Beck, what didn't you know?
Oh, good morning, guys. I'm 43 and I have just realised that pork and ham both come from a pig. I had no idea.
Where did you think they came from?
Well, I don't know. I just brought them from the shop.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Refuel with Nippy's Chocolate Milk.
Nicely done, Bokey. A beautiful goal.
With Beck and Soda, we'd like to welcome Travis Boke, 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 Boke.
Oh, the man of the moment, the man of every moment, Travis Boke, game number 350 coming up this weekend against the Tigers at the MCG. Beck, we are very, very excited to have our man here live.
Oh, we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
350 games, still playing at 35, second oldest player.
Benjamin Button.
Well, actually, the other day, I don't even know how it came up. We're talking about ages, and I was like, shit, I'm 35. I didn't even know. I was like, I'm 36 this year. Jesus.
Bokey, bokey, bokey.
Getting on, but that's
mate, this is absolutely fantastic. Let's quickly wind the clock back to 2007. You make your debut. You're playing against the Bombers at Footy Park. Yep. 31-point win. Your mate Robbie Gray kicks four. Treadray kicks four. Brett Ebert kicks four. You had two kicks and seven handballs. Yeah. You remember the game well.
I started at half back. I played half back and I reckon I was there for 5 minutes and they were like, this kid can't play at half back. And went onto the wing from there. So, yeah.
What was it like running out?
I can just remember like parts of the game. Like it was a while ago, but it's like your first game was just like the granny. It was just a blur. The day was really long. I think it was a twilight game. So it was a bit
4:40, Footy Park.
4:40, yeah. So it was a bit of a delayed start and then Treaders 200th and celebrated a big win. So that's kind of about it. That's about all I remember.
2007.
And so how old were you? I knew the maths. I'm not good at maths.
What would I have been? 18, 19, something like that.
Oh, gosh. Baby Boke.
Yeah, it was 20. So long ago, Britney Spears had just shaved her head and the iPhone was released for the first time.
Yeah, right. That long ago.
That's how long ago it was.
That's crazy. Do you know what I did back then too? I straightened my hair chemically as well. Yeah, so...
Nah, did I have blonde tips?
No, no blonde tips. I didn't do the blonde tips. I think Robbie and Paul Stewart did the blonde tips, and I went this chemically straightened.
Chemically straightened hair.
Yeah, it was horrible. Oh, you've probably seen the photos on like the little badges and stuff back then. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it's my screensaver.
So I've aged a bit better.
Bucky, it's a good point you make because we fast forward a decade and a half, or no, nearly two decades. You wouldn't chemically straighten your hair anymore because you're a completely different man in age, but a completely different man in your mindset.
Yeah, I try to be. It's not so much about the hair as much anymore. I'll still try and style a little bit. I've got it shaved at the moment, but definitely a lot's changed. I think over the years, you obviously mature a lot, and then I had sort of a moment in probably the end of 2018, the captaincy, handing over the captaincy, start of 2019, and met my performance coach, a life coach, and he kind of changed my journey of why I play footy. It's not so much then my identity. It's now just to go and play footy because I enjoy it, and human being first and athlete second. And that kind of changed the whole next part of my footy chapter, which was really good. It was just become more about enjoyment of playing footy, not so much about my identity. And people in the street and everyone sees me as a footballer. It's the human first. So that kind of changed a lot of things.
It sounds complex, but for every single person listening, for all of us, Beck, there's a simple way how you see that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a little bit. I think what you really got to understand is to start with how you view yourself. Like, if you view yourself as of what you do, what you look like, what you have, all this kind of stuff.
Whether your hair's chemically straightened.
Whether your hair's chemically straightened, you know, what you are on the scales, you know, whatever it may be that you're judging yourself on, that's how you think everyone else sees you.
Yeah.
And that creates a lot of pressure, a lot of anxiety, depression, all that kind of stuff. And the moment you start to shift to being a good person and that's how you see yourself, then, you know, that's the rest of the world sees you that way.
And Bogie, how was that shaped by the loss of your dad and how you reframed how you felt about yourself?
I think for me, when Dad passed away, it was automatically like, okay, this is a bad thing that happened. I need to protect myself for him, right? So you put up
this armor, and for me it was kind of, you know, trying to be perfect at everything, and I guess in a way turn myself into this human doing what we call to protect myself in a way from getting hurt, whether it's from relationships, people, rejection, failure, all that kind of stuff. And then eventually come a point where this is too much, like, and it becomes really draining. And certainly I've learned a lot over that journey that, you know, I will fail, I will get rejected. All these tough emotions will come in, and it's just part of life. Life is hard.
You seem to be really at peace with who you are.
Getting there. I think it's still an ongoing journey for sure. Like, I think every day I've got like little routines and journal and have gratitude and mindfulness and all this kind of stuff. But it's just become part of the journey, and we still all feel shame. We all still feel, you know, there's tough emotions, but I think it just becomes a little bit easier to be human and sort of experience it all. So,
well, Bogey, stick with us, right? Because you make this about everyone else, like your milestone, 350th or 300th game, all these different things. So what we're going to do, stay with us, is we're going to make the celebration of your 350th about everyone else next. So we've got a surprise for everyone, okay?
Beautiful. Let's do it.
And a little surprise for you as well.
Absolutely.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Travis Boak, 350th game this week. He's been with us all morning. Bokey, how are you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous.
You don't like making the focus about you, do you?
Surprises can be scary.
Right. So we've got a surprise for everyone, because we're going to make the celebration about everyone else, because you're making it about your family, your friends, your teammates, everyone that's helped you there. We're going to do that in a moment, but we've got a little surprise for you. Now, the Rogers underwear, right? This is your underwear brand.
Yep.
At Rogers, obviously named after your late
named
dad.
Named after dad, yep.
Real celebration of him.
Yep. Mm.
Great undies?
Great undies. The best you can wear, mate.
Right.
Yeah. So I had a really difficult job of going through the Rogers underwear Instagram page and going through the ones that I'd saved and screenshotted to select something for your 350th, a sort of giant birthday card, if you will, and I would like you to look at the screen.
Right. So, Bokey, what have we got up here?
That is a picture of me with a denim jacket on. So this would have been down the beach in Sydney. So we did a little photo shoot, and I've got the white Rogers on. And the rings out with a little Beck and Soda tat on my left.
Yeah, well, that's creative license. This is a big billboard that's going around Adelaide.
Oh, you're kidding.
It says, congratulations, Travis Boak, 350 games. And there he is. You are wearing a denim jacket, but not much of it, because you've got it bright open, and there is a six-pack and a pair of pecs just bulging out. Bokey, this is going to be all around town over the next few days on the back of a truck, just cruising around.
This photo was a while ago. The rig's actually in better shape back then, so I'll take that.
So make sure you see all of Bokey as he gets around town the next few days.
I'm sure I'll cop a bit of stick from the boys if they see
it. Let's see if we can drive that past Alberton.
I think, when's the captain's run? You got training today. When's the captain's run this week?
Captain's run Saturday morning before we fly out. We'll have our main session Friday here.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, that'll definitely be around the main session on Friday in the city streets. And might even see if we can get it down to Alberton on Saturday. Now, Bokey, because you make this about everyone else, you've got the great Rogers undies. They come in men's, women's, all different styles.
Yep.
Every person who gets on our show tomorrow will win a three-pack of Bokey's Rogers undies. So every person who is on the show tomorrow on air will be in your pants.
That's exciting.
Everyone gets in.
Don't objectify Bokey.
No,
you
not.
Know I hate it when you do that. It makes him uncomfortable.
It does.
Exactly.
This is the second time we've done this now.
Getting into your pants.
Yes.
Well, we're going to talk about that night, but don't reveal it all. We'll do this tomorrow, Bokey.
I love that. I look forward to it. Hopefully we can get a few listeners in and get them in some very comfy undies.
But get them in your jocks.
Appreciate that, yes.
Brilliant.
That'll be good fun.
Bokey, hey, from all of us, from the bottom of our heart, we wish you well, mate. It's been absolutely amazing watching you. I can remember you coming off a plane and doing your first press conferences as a little boy with chemically straightened hair from Port Adelaide.
Didn't even make it through my first training session. It lasted 5 minutes.
You struggled?
Aww. Yeah, I had heat stroke.
Unbelievable.
Was meant to do the pressure and couldn't do it.
Baby Bokey.
Yeah, things have changed.
So good.
Nearly
mate.
Had heat stroke on the weekend though. So
yeah, you
not
said
too
it was
much
the hottest game you've ever played.
Hottest
on the
game
I've
played. Nearly ready to sub out at quarter time. It was that bad, but we got through. So,
mate, all the way from Torquay in Victoria on the Surf Coast, you'll have 20 plus family and friends at the MCG to watch you against the Tigers, mate. We wish you the best, and we can't wait for everyone to see so much more of you on these billboards.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all the support.
On the pair.
One of SA's fastest growing sales and rental companies. Sold by McGain Again. And now you can listen to Beck and Soda again on this podcast. SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
SAFM.